Coming up on Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. Episode number 29, my guest today, entrepreneur and founder of the meditation app Simple Habit, Yuna Kim. We talk about how to become more mindful and the many benefits of meditation and more. It's all coming up, but if I could ask a favor, just hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to catch every episode. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real, real salt, brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Thrilled to have Yuna Kim on with us today, a former investment banker on Wall Street. Yuna Kim founded Simple Habit after personally discovering the benefits of mindfulness. Designed by a team of world-class meditation experts and a Harvard psychologist, Simple Habit meditations are just 5 minutes and personalized for all kinds of life situations, from workplace stress to coping with a breakup, fighting off cold and flu season, enhancing fertility, and much more. I think I need this. Yuna, so happy to talk with you today. Can you first let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
I live in San Francisco. I live in Soma area. I have a dog that's about 3 years old now. I go to the park with her quite often. Love like hanging out there. I really like the show called The Good Wife. I watch it like one episode at least every night. I think she's like my role model. Yeah, I was born in Atlanta, Georgia, but I was raised, a part of my life, I was raised in Korea, South Korea, near Seoul. I went to boarding school in Portland, Oregon. I've been kind of, been in all over the place, New York. I went to Duke, so that was in North Carolina. I speak different languages, like Korean, as well as Chinese. I majored in Chinese and economics. Yeah, I love
you.
Traveling.
You are well traveled. That's amazing. So you live in San Francisco now. You're near Napa country, one of my favorite places.
Yeah. I don't get to go to Napa often though.
Well, doggone it. I want you to take this weekend and go. That I'm giving you a homework assignment right now. So you know, okay. I like to start the show with what I call the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
I am really biased on this because I started a company that solved this problem. But I think for me, one thing that has changed my life dramatically is trying meditating. If you talked to me 3 years ago, I would be one of those people that were like, no, I'm skeptical. Like, I don't need to meditate. But meditating really has helped me change the way I deal with stress. I'm still stressed. It's just different ways of looking at it, and how being aware that you're stressed just changes the way I think like it just interacts in different ways in your life.
Right. So you're an entrepreneur and you were working on a startup, Locket, and you were very stressed out, right? So new company, startup, pressure, stressed out. So share your story. How did you discover meditation?
Yeah, I think I discovered it about 2-3 years ago when I was going through a lot at my startup. We laid off half of my team, and then we were going through like a product pivot, what people call pivot here. It's like something wasn't working, so you have to come up with a new product. And that is the part where you feel very like insecure. You have no idea whether it's going to work or not. So anyways, I was really stressed. So the way I got started with that was I had an executive coach who kind of like started our session with like, let's just close our eyes for a second. You just got back from like a ton of meetings. Like brain is like really busy right now. Let's just like pause for like, I think it was 2 minutes. And at the end of 2 minutes, I asked him, what was this? Like, it felt so awesome. And he said, this is called meditation and mindfulness. So that's how I got started about 2-3 years ago. And I just got so hooked on it. It has changed the way, when I wake up in the morning, I start with a meditation. Before I go to fall asleep, I end my day with a meditation. And it has been really, really powerful.
Okay, so that's cool. So tell us, what is your morning meditation? Do you take 2 minutes or 5 minutes and you just meditate every morning, same thing at night?
Yeah, I do 5 minutes. So on Simple Habit, there are meditations for different topics. So we have meditation for the morning, meditation for, starting fresh, to like meditation when you feel stressed or anxious. So I do different topics every day just because I love like learning new techniques or hearing different teachers that guide me through a meditation. They're usually 5 minutes. I like doing 5 minutes just because it doesn't feel like a time commitment, especially when I have a meeting at 9 a.m. and I have to like rush to work. I don't have like 30 minutes to do it, so I just do 5 minutes. Yeah, so I just like randomly pick and choose different things on Simple Habit. We also have like a weekly new content, so that's also exciting because I just listen to new things. Yeah, so, but also like right before falling asleep, there are topics like meditation for good sleep or peaceful evening, meditation after work. I really like that one because you come back from work, but your brain is still at work, like thinking about to-do list for tomorrow. Kind of like pausing to reset is really nice.
So on Simple Habit, so it's an app. If you're listening now, you're interested, download the app. And then you offer different sessions. You were just talking about that for different times, like morning or at work or at bedtime, right? So you can choose 5 minute session for whatever time of the day or however you're feeling. Is that kind of how it works?
Yeah. And there's also like different topics like, meditation for PMSing or meditation before a difficult conversation. So those are really like nice.
Yeah, I like how you dial that in. That's pretty cool. So let's talk about the benefits of meditation. So I've got a list here. So meditation can help in all these areas. I'm just going to list them off. Improved memory, right? Less stress, of course. Better sleep. Increased creativity, which we all want. Better relationships. Mm-hmm. More self-control. And I think a big one is emotional regulation, which I think is really good because we need that to kind of stay on an even keel throughout the day, right? So those are all important benefits of meditation.
Yeah, for sure.
What led you to starting Simple Habit then?
Yeah, because I think when I got really into meditation, I tried a couple of apps out there and I really liked them a lot. But what I've seen is that over time, I wanted to experience, like there's a month where I use one app for a long time, like a lot of times throughout the day. But then I get curious about, are there different teachers out there, different techniques? Are there meditation for a car ride or meditation for when I'm eating food? So I started Googling and YouTubing and realized that as a consumer like myself, it's hard for me to know who's legit and who's not. Like, which meditation teacher should I trust and not? And it was hard for me to like discover different techniques. So then I was thinking, like, how come there's no like Spotify-like platform for mindfulness and meditation content? And then also couple that with, like, I would love to have, like, a meditation app that is catered and designed for busy people like myself, that is always on the go, don't have, like, 30 minutes to do it. Can I just quickly pick and choose different meditation and, kind of practice on a daily basis? So that was the beginning of how we got started with Simple Habit earlier this year.
And what's cool about this is 5 minutes a day. We all have 5 minutes, right? And it's in your pocket. So it's an app. Everybody carries their phone around with them, which is nice because if you had to, you could close your office door at work and do this, right? You could in your bedroom at home, in your living room. It's very portable and it's with you when you need to meditate.
Yeah, so initially I was thinking about like our target demo that I had in mind was people like myself that are busy, ambitious, like on the go. They're trying to be better. But then we've also found that our user base are like anywhere from like students that are trying to study for their exams to like much older people than myself that are like, in a different country with. They have different type of things that are going on in their life that are causing stress, or they just want to be a better person or improve this kind of relationship. We also have like patients that have been suffering from depression or anxiety or, you know, PTSD that have been raving about the benefits of meditation.
There's so many benefits to it. You've just talked about a few. We named off several others. What's nice about this is becoming so mainstream now. Many more people are starting to meditate. If we all start doing this, you know, I think the world would be a better place because we'll just be in such a better mindset, right?
Yeah, for sure. That's the mission that we have.
Well, coming up, we get the high five from Yuna Kim, the founder of Simple Habit. And if I could ask a quick favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast. I want people to walk away with something they've heard to improve their life, to make their life better, to have more meaning and more joy in their life. And certainly meditation can help you with that. If you could do me a big favor after the interview with Yuna, jump over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. By doing that, we gain a wider audience and it gives us a chance to help more people. So if you could just take 30 seconds and do that, I would appreciate it. The High Five with Yuna is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised by what's inside. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of sugar. So you want a salt like Real Salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest today, Yuna Kim. Yuna, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one. So what was your first indication that, hey, this mindfulness thing is really helping me? What was your first indication?
The first time I tried meditation, I just felt really calm, and I was less stressed about like the things that was in my mind. I felt more like in-body experience.
And of course, once you feel that, you probably want to feel that again and again and again. So it really does become a practice where you start doing it day after day.
Yeah, it got me intrigued. That was like the start of it. I was like, oh, like it's a different experience. I want to try it again. And then I started to get deeper and deeper into this practice, and I started feeling, seeing a lot of benefits throughout, you know, different aspects of my life.
Okay, question number two. For someone listening that is still skeptical about this, they're like, nah, that meditation, I'm not going to deal with that. What would you say to them right now? Or if a friend that comes up to you and go, I'm not doing that, what do you say to them?
I would say just give it a try for 5 minutes. 5 minutes is not that long. You know, if you're on Simple Habit, it's free to try it out for, unless you want to get like all these premium content. So it's free and it's 5 minutes. So just try it out for now. And then maybe it's not for you and maybe it is. You know, people have been saying a lot of great things, especially people that have been skeptical, like myself. Why not try?
So just give it a shot, right? It's free. Try it. It may work. You've got nothing to lose with this. All right, question number three. Yuna, you have accomplished so much in your life. What is your key to success?
You know, one, I wouldn't say that I have seen success in my life, but I think one virtue or value that I kind of like strive for is passion. Like I like working on things that I really believe in, and that causes me to work hard. And like so the one thing that I have a rule for, like choosing my like job or kind of like for a Simple Habit, the way I chose decided to start was like, would I wake up in the morning excited about the problem that we're solving? So I think that alignment with your passion and your interest, I think, is one thing that I've always thought about.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it. When I wake up in the morning, am I passionate about the problem we're trying to solve? Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like that. All right, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
Yeah. I love this quote. It's 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the things that you did do. So it's by Mark Twain. And so this has helped me to jump into a lot of different things that I've been passionate about. So a lot of times we tend to be like, oh, you know, what if it fails? Or what if it, you know, it doesn't go well? Maybe I'll regret that. But if I look at it, like, I rarely regret about the things I did do, more so than I regret more about the things that I haven't had a chance to do. So I think it's really, really true for me, at least.
That's really cool. And we're going to put that quote up on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. So just search for the interview with Yuna, and you'll find that quote right there. Question number five, on your own app, the Simple Habit app, what is your favorite meditation to choose and do?
Oh, that's a great question. I think my favorite one is meditation called Just Got Back Home. And so basically this meditation is designed for you to, like, when you come back home, and a lot of times your mind is, like, super busy with your work stuff. So it allows you to, like makes you realize that you're at home. You're done with work today, and, like, kind of getting you prepared for the night rest. That's my favorite one.
That's pretty cool. I like that because you're right. A lot of us carry work home with us, and we may be there, but we're not totally present, paying attention to our spouse or our girlfriend or boyfriend or children. And a way to be more present in those areas is to do that quick meditation when you get home, right? That's what that's all about.
Yeah, I really love it.
So cool. Okay, Yuna, thank you again. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, if I could. Here we go. Enjoy the little things in life because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Yuna, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks so much.
And thank you for listening to this podcast. You know I appreciate it, and catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if I could ask a quick favor, please jump over to iTunes and rate and review the show. You're saying, why does he want me to do this? Well, when you do that, we gain more visibility and it gives us a chance to help more people just like you. And that's what this podcast is all about, trying to help people live a healthier, inspired life. So thank you again for listening. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well. We'll be right back.